I'm David Ford. The Piedmont Wind Symphony, one of the region's finest adult ensembles for winds, has been thrilling audiences for 25 years. The tradition continues this Thursday night in a concert titled Noir Fantasies with guest conductor Matthew Troy. Selections will showcase the masterful orchestrations created especially for wind ensemble, influenced by the film noir genre and its heydays of the 1940s. On the program worked by Kurt Weill, Eric Whitaker, Paul Creston, Vincent Persichetti, and Asheville-based composer Alan Thiessen. His Noir Fantasy for Wind Ensemble, written in 2013.
It's this very kind of programmatic piece, almost like a tone poem, several different sections, but they're kind of generally depicting these very stereotypical scenes that you might find in a noir film. Kind of the smoky scene set in the bar with, you know, the sultry lady smoking a cigarette or something like that. And then there's another scene that moves into this exciting, upbeat kind of chase scene, and then there's a shootout scene and things like that. And all of the time, it's music that you can certainly hear a little bit of a jazz influence in it, but it's not jazz. It's a great mixture of Alan Thiessen's own style with a few jazz elements, muted trumpets, kind of bluesy trumpet solos at one point, intermingled within this other music. And it's just strong musical ideas, and it's a fantastic piece.
Boy, and when you think sultry, smoky, nightclub, jazz-infused, I can't think of another composer that embodies all that than Kurt Weill, which just happens to follow that.
Kurt Weill, the little three-penny music drawn from his opera, The Three-Penny Opera. Kurt Weill was known for collaborating most often with Bertolt Brecht for the text of some of his works, and I think those names have kind of become paired together in almost the same way as Rodgers and Hammerstein or Gilbert and Sullivan have become paired together. They're kind of inseparable in that way. But Kurt Weill, the power of his music, the tunefulness of his music, and the very distinct color of his music has kind of come to overshadow, I think, the work of Bertolt Brecht. That's why we know his name instead of Brecht's name.
Get a little intermission after the Weill, and then we're back with another living composer, Eric Whitaker.
And his music is just very lush and beautiful, and it's kind of the sound that the audience can really just sit there and soak in just the sheer beauty of the sound. Very tuneful. The name of this piece that we'll be playing is October, and it seems to just be very fitting because of October being such a beautiful month here in the state of North Carolina, too, as the leaves change, and it's kind of the perfect timing to present this piece as well.
And a neat shift from Eric Whitaker and his tunefulness and lyricism and lush harmonies to Vincent Persichetti, sometimes challenging, sometimes especially for the wind ensemble. What led you to the Symphony No. 6?
It's all about contrast. So I was very taken by just the sheer vibrancy or the lots of the activity that's going on in this work. And also in a very different way, but as I studied this score, the more I studied, the more I realized the more there was to study. Oftentimes, when you think of a classical composer, or a romantic composer, I should say, like Brahms, you think of him giving you kind of a very short idea that then he extrapolates the rest of a larger work out of, like in one of the Brahms symphonies. Brahms' second symphony, he gives you four notes at the beginning that he then builds the entire second symphony out of. Persichetti, I think, does something similar. He gives you the kernel or the seed of the idea at the beginning and then is able to build an entire work out of it in absolutely amazing fashion.
Piedmont Wind Symphony guest conductor Matthew Troy. On Thursday night at 7:30, he'll lead the Wind Symphony in a concert titled Noir Fantasies. It'll take place in Brendel Recital Hall on the campus of Wake Forest University, and you'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.